USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner are leading a bipartisan effort to get more information on the FBI's search of former President Trump's South Florida home. As the two leaders on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Rubio and Warner are asking the Justice Department to share with them specific documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear announces his state is moving into the second of three phases, known as a stabilization phase, in response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. The governor provides an update on the assistance residents are receiving from the federal government.
As of August 10th, FEMA's approved about $19.4 million for 2,701 households, but I think everybody in this instance wants to do better.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today marks 1 year since the U.S. military exited Afghanistan.
Today marks the 1 year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains and tens of thousands, and you can watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
Lance Pry reporting from our USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Snapchat subscription service Snapchat Plus is now topping 1 million customers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Three high-profile Republicans will be on the primary ballots in Alaska and Wyoming this Tuesday, and two are targets of former President Trump. Wyoming Congresswoman and staunch Trump critic Liz Cheney is expected to lose her GOP primary against attorney Harriet Hageman, who also has Trump's endorsement. In Alaska, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski faces a Trump-supported primary challenger after she voted to convict the former president in his second impeachment trial over the alleged incitement of the Capitol riot. Another bus of illegal immigrants from Texas arrived in New York City on Monday morning. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says not all illegal immigrants are exiting the buses at their intended destination.
Until we secure that southern border, every town's a border town, every state is a border state. We need to end this and allow our southern border to be secured and give these governors the ability to secure these communities across the southern border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Amber Heard is hiring a new legal team before appealing the multi-million-dollar defamation verdict won by her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. He was awarded over $10 million after a jury said Heard defamed him in an op-ed piece she wrote about domestic violence in the Washington Post. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.